Hey, before we begin the episode, I just wanted to announce that 5GMs will be donating 100% of our merch profits to a local charity that supports immigrants starting today. Each month, we'll announce on our socials which charity we'll be donating to. If you've been eyeing a new hat for the summer or a new hoodie to keep you warm, now your purchase will go to a good cause. You can visit the number 5GMsinatrenchcoat.bigcartel.com today to make your purchase. Thank you. 5GMs is happy to present that we are now official ambassadors of Crescent Moon Alchemy Co. If you're unfamiliar, Crescent Moon Alchemy Co. is an eco-conscious TTRPGs accessory business that creates unique and trendsetting products. They're passionate about creating a greener future, and they've partnered with Ecology and proudly donate a portion of their revenue every month to help support initiatives that focus on renewable energy, carbon offset projects, and sustainable practices. What does us being official ambassadors mean for you guys? Well, you can use our new discount code, the number 5GMs, to receive 15% off your first order. I'll repeat that again. That is 5GMS for 15% off your first order. You can use that discount code to order the Ultimate Game Night Backpack, Dice Potions, Dice Goblin Mystery Scoops, a really cool glass water bottle that also can hold your dice or any sort of trinkets on the bottom. They have also apparel. They have t-shirts, sweatshirts, you name it. And they have mugs, cups, stickers, anything under the sun. Your game nights are about to get a little bit more magical. And thank you to Crescent Moon Alchemy Co. for having us as ambassadors. This season of 5GMs in a Trench Coat deals with heavy political themes, sudden death, grief, loss of the sense of self, abuse of power, extortion, and the paranormal. Viewer discretion is advised.
Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories to the tabletop game of their choice. This is 5GMs in a Trench Coat.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Beyond the Barrier. I'm your GM, Kim. Today, we're starting on my left.
Hi there. I requested to get started with because I'm Adam.
Because he's going to tell me how much he hates me.
No, I'm playing Desideria Barrera, and I just wanted to say, aka Hemlock, that the reason she's doing this is because her and her cousin have been through some hardships, and there are other ways to do things, but she's always wanted to find security for her and her cousin, and that's one of the big things they've worked for. And in an attempt to find security and financial safety and security, if you run all of the crime, crime will not happen upon you, I believe she believes. And yet here she is. Next.
Hey, guys. It's Tanner.
Who the fuck is that guy?
This is what Sable sounds like now.
That's what Tanner sounds like.
Whoa, what? I'm Tanner Sable.
All right.
And I'm Jesse, and I'm playing Richard Gravis, and he's about to control a ghost army.
I'm Tanlin, and I'm playing Kyle Brown, aka Bear, and you know, I'm with my cousin, and that's all that matters, you know?
Welcome to the finale episode. Last episode, we left off the coin flip. They initiated their plan.
Their ultimate demise.
Yeah. they initiated their plan, and they discovered very quickly that their plan wasn't gonna go how they had planned it. They showed up to the base in which they got the plans and everything for, and they scoured and cleared the rooms, and it turned out it was completely empty. An address was left for them. They decided to make a few plans, like have a decoy orb and all of that, and before then they headed over to the address, and they showed up to an abandoned theater. To which they had finally met face-to-face with Luca Novelli, who revealed that he's in cahoots with Dolath the Ravager, one of the elder demons of Old Doshire. Isn't that fun? Isn't that great? And also learned that Bella Brunetti was unfortunately the rat, the mole, and was held at knife point by Butcher, who looked very hurt from his fight with Kyle. And so... and we have the mayor in the middle of the stage, and Luca has just said that he does not like liars, and now here we are.
I believe Richard said he was going to touch the orb, so again we move to bullet time. So, at the same time as Richard touches the orb, what are the rest of you doing?
I believe I'm going in the direction of Butcher, trying to take cover, question mark?
Yeah, I'm gun, like wrist gun out, mm-hmm. and then diving behind something to also take cover.
Okay.
Kim.
Yes?
What did, can you give me a 360, like, who, what people in this building are within, like, a turn of reaching us?
All right, so 360 view of the theater that you're currently in. Mm. So you guys are currently in the main auditorium. You have the two Ludanos that are in the front of the stage that you can already tell that aren't going towards you. They look like they're going up towards the stage, like on top of it. And then you had the few people who are out in the concession hall that could make it into the room within about a turn. And then you have Luca on the second story balcony.
Where's Butcher?
Butcher's on the main stage. So this is all happening concurrently. What are you up to, Sable?
Sable is going to... I have an ability, Kim.
Okay.
It's called Sharpshooter. You can push yourself to do one of the following... Make a ranged attack at an extreme distance beyond what's normal for the weapon, or unleash a barrage of rapid fire to suppress the enemy.
Okay.
What I am asking if I can do is pull out both of my pistols and aim one at the knife in Butcher's hand.
Okay.
Nice.
With Sharpshooter?
Yeah.
Nice.
I like that.
Would you let me do that?
Yeah, I would. Because nice. It's a hard-ass shot, but since you have Sharpshooter, I'll let you do that.
Dude, Kim, you're the best. Do you want me to roll my skirmish
yeah.
to, like, shoot?
Aiming for the knife or his hand holding the knife?
Whatever's the easier target. Yeah, whatever's the easier target, you know? I'm
okay.
trying to disarm him.
Yeah, no, I get you.
I got a six.
Ooh, nice. Nice.
So you're able to, I think in this moment of just like immense like pressure and it's like, okay, well, I need to figure out what we're doing here. You are able to lock in and you train your sights on this knife and you're able to like graze pretty much like where he's holding it pretty much so that he like drops it.
Okay.
So he's currently disarmed. We're going to cut over to Richard. So you're touching the orb.
Yeah. And I command a ghost army.
You're going to have to give me an attune roll.
Got a five.
Okay. You touch the orb and you're able to get like a hold onto this and you're not possessed and you're not paralyzed like the last time you tried to touch this. But it is kind of resisting slightly. I think it's because you haven't quite spent nearly as much time with Ophelia as our pal here. So yeah, that's what you have at the moment.
I'm gonna keep going.
Okay.
Yep, I got a five and a six.
Solid. Okay, that's a very good roll. Yeah, so you're able to this time, I think, fully like lock in and get a full control of this orb. All right, what do you want to do?
I'm gonna collect a ghost army.
All right. So in the meantime, what are the three of you doing?
I'm trying to get to Butcher.
Okay.
Well, more Bella, but like Butcher.
Yeah, you can see right now he's kind of like holding his hand. He still looks like beat to shit mm-hmm. from when you guys fought. So you kind of have that upper hand right mm-hmm. now. And he's also kind of like nursing his hand because he got shot from Princess here. Do you want to make your way that way?
Yes.
Okay, cool. There are stairs that lead up mm-hmm. To the top of
Try not to get yeah. shot as I do that.
Yeah, to the yeah. top of the stage. So yeah, you can give me like a... Are you trying to do it sneakily or are you just trying to go?
No, I'm
just
trying to go yeah. and avoid getting hit, you know?
Yeah, yeah, no, I get you. I guess that'll just kind of be a finesse roll.
That's, come on. I'm gonna take it.
Okay.
Do something to me. Make me feel alive. For the audience, I rolled a one twice after pushing myself and, you know, sometimes...
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to take those.
Yeah. Okay. I think what happens here is that you start kind of like making your way to the stage, and from behind you, you hear shots being let off towards your direction, so you're not able to like safely make to where you want to go, and you kind of have to like duck off it into like cover to the side. You feel all of a sudden a really sharp pain in your calf, your right calf, all of a sudden as
Ooh,
you're
I'm built different though.
As you're making your way that way, that will be a harm.
I broke my ankle before and walked on it. We're good.
Yeah. D, what would you like to do?
I'm going to like look around the room. So I know that the door we came in, people are going to be coming in that way.
Correct. You already see somebody shooting towards your cousin.
Curious about if like I could get behind the stage. Cause no, is it a movie theater? Okay. And I want to try to go up to where
it's a theater like place.
So I'm just beelining it past them straight back, and just trying to run up. Like I'm going to find the boss. I'm trying to get to the boss.
Gotcha. Give me a finesse roll, see if you're able to do it quickly.
I'm going to push myself. 4.
So, yeah, you're able to make it your way up towards that way. You don't get shot at or anything like that.
Cool.
You just hear some bullets, like, ricochet and
so
things.
So I'm just running into the back where there's more cover and there's more shit around. So
yeah.
I'm like...
yeah, absolutely. We will cut to Sable. What are you up to right now?
Hi. So the two guys who are running up onto the stage, do they look like are they brandishing weapons?
It doesn't seem like it at the moment. You can see that the two people who are going up towards the stage look like they're trying to get to like the back.
Okay. I care about them less right now. So there are people shooting from behind us, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna grab my shotgun and aim and shoot the first person I see back there.
Okay, yeah. There's somebody who's currently shooting at Kyle.
Then, that's the person I'm going to shoot at.
Go
with
for
my
it.
Shotgun. I'm going to take a devil's bargain. I'm going to, like, stand up straight to get a better shot, thus exposing myself to more fire.
Oh. I'll let you...
I got a 4.
For a 4.
It's still a 4.
I think with a 4, you graze this guy, but you don't necessarily, like, hit him, like... where you, I think, want to hit him, especially since he's shooting at Kyle. Mm. But you do manage to get, like, you nick him, and you're currently exposed.
Hi.
Okay. So, what we currently have going on is that there's someone shooting at Kyle. There are two guys, the two people in the robes, get up towards the stage. They start heading towards the back. I think you see Butcher holding his hand and kind of, like, looking around. We have... Luca, who's still on the second story, looking around. He looks like he's getting ready to move to the first floor where you guys are at. You have Nightshade, who is currently taking cover in the seats, looking like they're headed towards one of you that are on the ground. And we have Richard, who is... trying to summon a ghost derby. Okay. Let's go back to Richard.
All right.
Who is currently trying to command a ghost army. So you got...
Successfully.
Yeah, successfully as of right now. So how this is going to work is I'm going to need you to give me another attune roll to see if you're able to stay attuned to this orb.
That's a 3.
I planned for this.
Okay, tell me how.
I converse with Ophelia often.
Yeah.
And I told her that if there was ever a level of frantism about, if she could just a little bit aid any of my allies.
Okay.
Roll an additional die.
4.
You do feel your control slip slightly. I think that it's just there's so much power behind this orb and you're just simply one person right now. But you do still have a command on this orb, and that's going to continue, like, summoning. How large of an army are you looking for?
I don't know, 10 dudes sound good? 10 ghosts?
Yeah.
10 ghosts sound good.
Just help, bro.
Okay.
Just any help.
Let's cut over to D.
I'm trying to go up now to where I know Luca might be, and I'm gonna have my gun out, and I'm gonna in my other hand I'm gonna pull out one of my knives, and I think because I have a blade or two, and I think now I have like the knuckle knives. Maybe I took one of your like old busted up pair of like knucks, and like fixed it to a knife, and I'm just running up, knife and gun out, and I'm like hitting the corner, kind of trying to lean out so like if he turns the corner I can take cover and start shooting.
Okay.
And I'm going up for that corner to peer to see where Luca is.
Okay. Yeah, you can see that he is very quickly trying to walk out and down where you just came up from.
Does he see me?
Were you trying to hide?
Well, I'm trying to like keep cover in case like, because what I was trying to avoid is us turning into each other.
Yeah. Okay.
So yes.
Okay.
Okay.
He sees you.
Hey, and I'm just gonna start shooting.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and stress myself out twice to get extra dice.
Okay.
Four.
So you see that the bullets connect, but you don't seem to see him get fazed by it.
I'm going to look for cover.
All right.
This is fucked up, team. Actually, instead of looking for cover.
Okay.
Because I shot and I see him unfazed by bullets.
Yeah, just kind of like blinking and like looking down at himself where there are bullet holes.
I kind of like I flick my wrist and my gun spirals back into my little sleevey.
Okay.
And I'm going to unveil my spirit beam charm that I've been having on. And
okay.
I'm like, back.
He doesn't.
Shit. I just gotta look at him because like I've used so much of my turn.
So what was your goal here?
Well, I didn't know you were bulletproof. I'm going to be honest with you. So my goal was to shoot you in the head, dead.
He like looks down at himself. Well, I am still standing, so.
Right, yes. And this isn't working, so you're not a ghost.
No.
Want to tell me what you are?
I feel like you're smart and can put two and two together.
A fucking asshole? I don't. Is that a vampire, maybe? Are you a vampire? I met a vampire a little while ago.
That's impressive.
Are you a vampire?
No.
All right, I'm sticking with the fucking asshole guess then.
All right. Then we will move to Kyle. What are you up to?
Okay, question.
Yes.
Butcher's moving. Butcher's on the move.
Butcher's on the move towards Princess.
Can I intercept that? Am I in the middle of that?
You got shot in the leg.
I did.
But Princess is slightly further back because he's longer range. So you are technically going to be like in the middle for Princess. So you are able to intercept this if that's what you're up to.
I don't care. I have a bullet in my leg. I'm going to go intercept that.
Yeah, go for it.
Princess cannot get punched by that guy.
That is very true.
What I want to do is, I mean, like, I know my leg is hurt, but I'm just going to go for a tackle.
Yeah, go for it.
Double sixes, baby.
Two sixes. Since you got two sixes, you're able to, I think he, like, was so focused on, like, getting
tunnel vision.
Yeah, tunnel vision that you kind of come out of nowhere and just, like, knock him on his ass. So you currently are entangled with him. And we will go over to Sable. What are you up to? So currently you saw that the butcher clocked you, but then all of a sudden Kyle came out of nowhere like Jaws and just fucking knocked Butcher on his ass. So intercepted him from coming towards you. They're currently in a scuffle on the ground.
Is there cover close to them that'll let me like see their full scuffle but also be covered from the shots from back?
Yeah, as long as you stay like relatively low and in between the seats, you're able to have like vantage point because it's like you could see in between like the seats and that sort of thing. And then you're still able to like stay from cover from the people who are shooting behind you.
I want to get as close to them as I can where I have like full view of their fight.
Mm-hmm.
And stake cover. And then I want to yell, Bear, get off of him. And then I'm going to raise my shotgun at...
Shotgun?
At Butcher and wait.
Yeah.
Give me a finesse roll. I'll let you add a die to it because you're staying in cover.
I got a 4, Kim.
Okay, yeah, you're able to maneuver your way through without getting shot at.
Yay.
I'm aiming.
Yeah, you're aiming.
At Butcher, I'm waiting until, because I'm not going to shoot a shotgun point blank.
Right. Because, they're currently in a scuffle, but you're kind of like there and waiting. All right. So we will cut back to the other side. Currently, there's two guys that came in from the concession stand who have made their way into the main auditorium. They can't currently see like or get like a good shot on really any of you guys down here at the moment. Nightshade is making their way towards Richard. They're like army crawling that way. They're trying their best. They'll get there at the next round. Bella is currently on the stage. You see that she's picked up the knife and is trying to intercept the two people who are trying to go backstage. So that scuffle is going on as well. And we will cut over to D now.
Son of a bitch.
So I think you see Luca just kind of standing there. Again, still shadow, you can see wings, but as you're looking at him, you do not.
There was a second where I thought they weren't like bat-like wings, but they're more like bat-like wings. It's really gross.
You know, you make a deal, and...
I guess so, huh?
This is what happens.
Yeah. Let's hope it was worth it for you, right?
We'll see, won't we?
Yeah.
So are you going to let me through, or am I just going to have to make my way through?
Oh, you're going to have to make your way through, yeah.
All right. Uh-huh. So he's going to lunge at you. Give me a one of your attribute rolls to try to...
Can I make a devil's bargain?
Okay.
I want to let him hit me in order to add a die to my sway, because I want to pretend he knocked me out so I can get behind him.
Sure.
Here's the thing. I have nothing on me. I have nothing that I think can hurt him. And I'm just like,
yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm going to take the devil's bargain if I can. I'll let him make contact. So
yeah,
I can,
makes
like,
contact.
Go
yeah.
unconscious by him knocking
then
me out.
Give me a sway roll if you're going to try to like feign.
Fuck.
Okay, he makes contact, and the way that he like hits you, you kind of do get a little bit of the wind knocked out of you, but you're not like actively knocked out.
Right.
But he thinks that the way that he made contact, he came at you fast and he came at you hard.
And I'm convincing.
Yeah. And
slam into the wall really hard.
You fainted enough times. Yep. You kind of know the protocol here.
It's not my first time.
Yeah, it's not your first time. So yeah, he hits you and then kind of like gets up, brushes himself off, and is like, I didn't want to have to do that, and then heads down the stairs that you came up. We will cut over to, let's cut over to Richard. Richard, you see Nightshade crawling towards you, army crawling. They're making their way. They look like they're going to be at you shortly. They're kind of like holding their hand out to like say something, but they're not quite like, I don't think that you can entirely hear what they're trying to say, given the fact that you have a bunch of ghost whispers surrounding you and also gunshots. Yeah. A lot going on. Give me a roll to see if you're able to continue keeping a hold of this orb.
Six and a five.
Yeah, okay. So you're able to continue control of this orb. You start to see like ghosts and things like apparating. It looks like it'll be just one more, and it looks like they'll all be there. You said you wanted about like 10.
Yeah.
Your roll has been good. You see about like 15 like multicolored orbs and things kind of start like taking shape and whatnot. Anything else you would like to do, or is it just that so far?
Yeah, I'm just summoning them, so right?
Yeah, okay. We will go over to Kyle. You are currently in a scuffle with Butcher.
Yeah, I'm gonna free up the shot, baby.
Yeah, so...
I think what I want to do is, like, get him down and then jump back.
Okay, yeah. We'll call that a wreck because you're trying to, like, slam him down into the floor. So, yeah.
Five.
Okay, yeah. So you're able to knock him into the ground, and you like wanted to like jump back, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you knock him to the ground, and you jump back, and we'll cut over to Sable, who currently has a shotgun aimed that way.
I pull that trigger.
Yeah, you pull that trigger, you have a shot.
That's crazy.
Dude, we rolled the same thing for our first rolls, though.
I'm going to take another devil's bargain, Kim. I'm going to stand up, like, out of cover.
Huh?
Okay.
To, like, get a more clear shot on him instead of crouching, you know, like this.
Yeah. Like, okay. Hoop. All right.
You just go wide.
Yeah, you go wide. I think you think that you have the shot, but then, like, he, like, moves at the last second, and, like, that shot that was clear
no
longer is.
Yeah.
That is all of you four. So we move to those guys. So we have two guys who are shooting towards you two, Sable and Kyle, right now.
Dude, me and you together.
Yeah, so they're able to take shots at you two. Give me an attribute roll to see if you're able to dodge.
Skirmish, finesse. What are you feeling, Kim? For me.
For you, since you... intentionally left yourself open, I'll make it a skirmish, since it's kind of like inviting them for...
I hear you.
Yeah.
Five.
Okay, yeah.
Wreck, I'm slaying myself back down onto him.
You're... Yeah. Okay. You know what? I like that. Do it. Yeah.
Fuck, that's tough. I already took a bullet to the leg.
Well, you have your armor.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So you have your armor. So because of that, I will say that your armor on, like, your right arm.
I got heavy going on.
Yeah, you got heavy going on. So, the armor on your right arm gets chipped, but it's able to absorb the shot. It looks like it can't quite take another one on this side of your arm, but you don't take a harm from that. Oof. Let me roll Bella. Okay, she got a 6. She's currently in like engaged with these two guys, and she is doing her best to hold them off at the moment. They can't seem to get past her. She's currently winning that scuffle. Nightshade gets over to you, Richard, and is like, Do you need help? I think you're doing it.
I'm doing it.
Okay, cool. Where is everybody else?
I've been kind of focused on this.
Okay, cool. I think I need to find somebody else then, because you're focused on this.
Yeah, go help them. It doesn't sound like it's going well.
Okay.
You don't want her to help you attune? That was the whole thing.
I'll need it.
Oh my god.
And that's what it's about to happen
and
now.
Now you're gonna pay.
And then we'll go to Butcher, who's currently in a scuffle with you. He's gonna try to use his legs.
Yeah, I tried to slam down, but I failed. Yeah, and so
he's gonna try to use his leg to get you. Yeah. Give me a roll to try to dodge. Oh.
Now you're gonna pay.
Now you're gonna
That's
pay.
A two.
You still have armor. How I'm gonna treat armor is you have sections of it. So you aren't going to take a harm because you took the heavy armor, but it is going to damage the armor that you have kind of going on leg situation-ish.
My leg that has a bullet in it?
That has a bullet in it, and I think it extra hurts because it has a bullet in it.
If I were him, I'd punch that leg.
No, yeah, if I were him, I'd punch that leg.
Yeah, so I think he goes for that and makes contact, and it fucking hurts.
Ooh.
And so that's currently going on. We have Luca, who is coming down the stairs, making his way towards the stage. He's almost there. And I think that's all of them. Let's go with Kyle, since he just got punched in the leg. His wounded leg. Kyle, what are you up to?
I'm going for that triple dipple slam down, ultra town, pound town type shit.
Okay.
I'm gonna use not to be trifled with.
Do it.
I would like to demolish him I'm breaking a wall.
Fuck yes.
The bear is taking out the butcher.
Yeah. So you're able to fucking do that sort of you hug him, bear hug him, pick him up, and fucking slam
suplex
him.
Suplex his ass.
Suplex his ass.
Tie your back a little, yeah.
And you got, a six and a five?
A six and a four.
Okay.
And a four. Three.
Yeah. And you can tell that knocks the wind out of him. And he doesn't seem like he has much of much of anything to continue to respond or with this fight. He's just kind of on the ground.
Get his ass.
Well then, cut over to Sable.
Is he down for the count?
Not down for the count, but he doesn't look like he can respond quick enough to move.
I'm going to crawl over, and if he doesn't resist, I'm just going to put a gun to his head and shoot him in the head.
So you shoot Butcher in the head.
Yeah.
Butcher is gone now. You're headed...
Yeah, I'm going to go find us.
Okay, yeah. Give me a finesse roll because there are still guys that are shooting. Unless you want
to
you add a dice, I think.
You add an additional die.
So you start walking that way. You still have Armram again doing it in chunks. So you get hit in towards the upper body. So yeah, you're still good so far. You don't get harm. You do start feeling your armor is wearing down slightly. You're not able to make your way up because you're getting shot at and you need to take cover before you can get that way. That's you two. We go to Richard.
All right.
Give me a roll.
Got a four.
Okay, that's not bad, and especially since you've been rolling well. So the 15-person army operates fully now. What do you want to do?
I hand one my demon's bane.
Okay.
And I go, kill Lucas.
Okay. So yeah, you command there. We will cut over to D.
Okay. He's walked up that way.
Yeah,
now.
He's walked up that way. He's pretty much at the bottom of the stairs to get up to the stage.
Okay. I would like to run, grab the pulley thing for the curtain, and I want to jump. I want to yank the curtain down onto everyone that's right there, including Luca.
Okay.
So that way he can't see. So he's going to have a difficult time dodging stuff.
Okay.
Finesse? Because I'm running and trying to dodge bullets.
Yeah, let's call that finesse.
This is insane. I'm going to go ahead and take a harm to roll better. Maybe I sprained my ankle or Devil's Bargain. I don't know.
You can Devil's Bargain. You can take an extra dice, but you slip and you fall into the line of fire. Oh. Okay. You hop onto the rope, and I think that you came in with too much heat. So you grabbed it and then you fall onto the first floor. Yeah.
Well, there she is.
Yeah, so...
I was looking for her.
Yeah, so, yeah, she falls hard.
Just truly
fired. Yeah,
no longer composed.
Over it.
Just sitting there getting
shot at.
Yeah.
Let's just go on. That's my turn.
Okay, that's your turn. Are you starting a new home campaign? Or maybe your current campaign is looking for some miniatures? Well, don't worry, because Hero Forge has you covered. Hero Forge offers fully customizable tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. They also offer custom minis in a variety of materials, including bronze, color standees, and color plastic options. Hero Forge also offers downloadable model files for you to 3D print your unique designs at home. HeroForge is constantly expanding its catalog of customization options, adding new parts every week and major features like new species and custom posing on a regular basis. And did you know that they offer 3D custom printed dice and custom acrylic keychains? So if you love your OC or you're looking for a really cool gift, you should check that out. What are you waiting for? Visit HeroForge.com to start designing your custom miniature and dice today, and check back often. New content is added every week.
Hi, I'm Maia, and this is Maia's Game Room, a narrative actual play anthology featuring short-form, story-driven TTRPGs. Each season tells a new story using a different rules-light system brought to life with sound design, editing, and emotional-rich roleplay. So, if you love cinematic storytelling and character-driven drama, come check out Season 1, set in the haunting world of the Electric State RPG. Just search Maia's Game Room wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Beastland. Here, the only law is of the jungle, the only call of the wild. But all is not balanced in these happy hunting grounds, and when aberrant scars of the planescape's great conflicts tarnish these lands, only the noble unicorn knights can preserve the natural order. Or at least their recent contractors can give their best shot. The quarry is clear, the trail warm. It's time to assemble our hunting party. Rolling with Difficulty presents our third D&D campaign, Hunting Party. Enter the Beastlands with our noble unicorn knights and hunt some aberrations on all fine podcasting platforms, or catch us over on the Rolling with Difficulty YouTube channel where you can get the same episodes but with animated battle maps. But whether you go for YouTube or your podcast platform of choice, happy hunting!
What will you do when the god you're supposed to believe is eternal is murdered right in front of the whole world? What happens when the sun of your planet is broken apart? When your heaven, hell, and your dreams are in danger of oblivion?
Khamsa, please, please batao ki tum zinda ho. Please, kuch batao mujhe.
Sacrifice?
Que no te vean. Que no te vean, que has parado, por favor.
Starring Aziz, Mary Ball, Apollo, and Jack as God Killers.
Asman Meek Lakir.
Voyage.
Absolutamente no.
我们的视角跟随着一颗明亮的流星飞跃在夜空里.
And Aman, Arsene, Tomas, and Spectre as gods. What has fate planned that you dare to ruin? Godkiller Kismet is an 8-part multilingual actual play using the Godkiller RPG Ashcan by Connie Chang. All episodes contain burned-in subtitles in English, streaming every other Sunday from the 3rd of August, 1 p.m. Eastern Time at Pantsless Tables, followed by video on demand 3 days later only on Aman HK's YouTube channel. We'll see you there, Zealots!
Yeah, we're going to move to everybody else. We'll start with Bella and the two guys on the stage. She rolled a one. So I think she's been doing really well in terms of the fight, but she finally gets overwhelmed by these guys, gets disarmed, and then like pretty much knocked on her ass. We currently have the two guys that are shooting at you. Who's up right now? You're up, and so is Richard.
I was a man on a mission. I was walking.
That's true.
I said, get him.
So we're going to do, I think, one at Kyle and one at Richard. Give me an attribute roll to see if you're able to dodge.
Oh, I got a six.
Okay, yeah. You're able to like very quickly rip up one of the chairs. It goes tink, tink off of that. You don't get hit. You're good. The Nightshade is crawling towards, I think, D, since you're down here now. They will get to you on your turn. We have Luca. He's going up on the stage. He goes with the two hooded figures.
How long has it been since we made that call to be like, be there in 2 hours to the police?
We called it before we left. Mm-hmm. So however long it took us to drive there, and then probably about like 20 minutes.
That's probably a timer we should, yeah.
Kim, how long did it take us to drive here? Oh, she has it in mind.
Okay, cool.
She's making
okay.
a face. She has it in mind.
I'm just making sure we didn't, you know, we didn't forget that plot point that we set up.
That goes back then to you guys.
Can I start blasting?
Yeah, you can start blasting since you're free now. You're done summoning.
Before that, can I try to use my handgun again to shoot the curtain down?
Sure.
5.
Okay, yeah, you're able to like hit the mechanism that like pulls it down. So yeah, you're able to pull it down.
I'm on the ground. I'm just rolling, trying to find cover.
I think you should actually go, roll this way. I need to talk to you.
I roll back the other way. Yes.
This is crazy.
Uh-huh.
There's something we could possibly try.
Go on.
This is probably going to take a little bit more than they usually do, but we could try to trap him back in his vessel. Ooh. The vessel can't be far. The vessel has to be in this room. One of them has to have the vessel.
I think you gotta see, like, she sees me, like, this stupid fucking thing that this stupid fucking stole from fucking stupid. Like, just kind of muttering, this is stupid. This is fucking stupid. I don't know how he knows everything. Just mad. Okay, yeah, that's a great idea. Do we need to find it first, yes?
We need to find the vessel, and we need to draw a stupid little pentagram on the floor. And I think with the help of that orb, we might be able to do something. Yes?
Yeah, I'll distract them. You go find the vessel.
Okay. They're off. Let's go to Bear.
Well, I was going to Dez.
And you just see me roll behind.
Yeah, roll behind cover. Some chairs. Yeah. Yeah.
Know where she is. Where's Bella?
She just kind of is like laid up on the stage at the moment.
The curtain
knocked
fell
out.
On her?
Yeah, the curtain fell on her. So she's kind of knocked out on the stage.
Where are the ones who had her? The guys who had her?
They went backstage.
We're going backstage, brother.
they're going somewhere weird. I don't know. I don't like it. So, the problem is we're also getting shot at. I was gonna deal with them.
Okay.
You know what I mean? If you want to go for that, you know.
Go for the backstage.
Yeah.
VIP.
All right, you're gonna head backstage.
I'm passing you on the way there, huh? Your legs okay?
No. Are you okay?
I don't feel anything.
Yeah. There's a vessel. You know?
Everyone was going back. All the big guys were going backstage.
I'm gonna go ahead and assume it's back there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna see if I can get them to think it's somewhere else, like we moved it. You go ahead and beeline for it. Sound good?
Freight train. He's like off his shit.
Yeah. High five you.
All right, yeah, you start making your way that way.
Freight train!
We'll go to Sable.
Yeah, I'm gonna check about those two guys in the back that were shooting at us. I'm gonna, actually first, I'm gonna crack open my, double barrel shotgun.
Okay.
Load electroplasmic ammunition to one barrel, and then actual just buckshot into the other. Leave that on the floor, pull out my pistol, and then start taking shots at those guys.
Okay, go for it. Nice.
5.
So with a 5, you're able to take one guy out. You have a well-placed shot.
Radical.
There's just one guy left shooting at you guys. So what would you like to do, Richard?
I'll just start blasting one of the guys shooting.
Yeah, go for it.
This is a 4.
Okay. Yeah, so you're able to, like, shoot this guy in, like, his right arm and is able to, like, goes, ah! Who else do we have? We have, let me roll for Nightshade, because they're going to go back there. They're doing it. They seem to maneuver back that way without much of a problem at all. They kind of hop their way back there. There's the one guy who's still out there shooting. He's going to take a turn because he got shot in the arm. Ghosts are headed the way that they need to head. Okay, back to you guys.
I'm going to stand up and run back stage.
Okay.
Just kind of see if I can see where any of them are.
Okay, yeah. So you run backstage, and it's like where a bunch of like the props and stuff would be held. Mm-hmm. And you see that the three of them are getting ready to lift a pedestal.
So the pedestal, is that what I think the vessel is? Or is it like the vessel under the pedestal? Like, what am I?
So you, the vibe that you got from Nightshade is that the vessel would be on one of them.
Well, could Butcher have it? I mean,
he's right hand. He's man. One of he's the dead biggest... on the flow.
Yeah, if I was gonna give someone something to protect, I'd give it to Butcher.
Yeah, I'll go check Butcher.
Okay, yeah. So you check Butcher, you can easily find. It's like this, like really old tome. So you can pretty much assume that this is where he was being held.
I'm gonna walk over to you. Mm-hmm. You're like hunkered down right now because you're in a firefight with that one guy. I'm gonna like slide over to him, and I'm gonna tuck it like into his shirt, and then I'm gonna stand up. And I'm going to yell, I got the vessel off of Butcher. I'm going to make a break for it. And I would like to sway.
Yeah, go for it.
Can I take a devil's bargain?
Yes. I'll let you take a devil's bargain. You can get an extra dice if you stood up.
Instead of doing a beeline, can I instead make a wide loop line to be in the line of fire so they can all see me running out?
Yeah.
Nice.
What?
Okay.
Five.
Yeah, so you're able to, you sound like, oh, I have it.
I have the book. Yeah. I'm running.
You just take off.
I've doffed my heels, by the way. Heels are off.
Heels
I'm running
are off. Finally, okay, cool. Dude. All right, cool. So you're beelining, getting out of there. Let's go to Bear. So you see the same scene as D. You see the three of them are getting ready to lift a pedestal.
Now I know a little something about a pedestal. We talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go wreck shit.
I think you would be able to tell it'll be easier to knock into the two roped individuals.
Okay, nerds.
They're nerds.
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Off I go. Fuck! Well, I got a four.
Okay, well, you got
We're gonna roll with that.
So you run into one of these roped individuals. You're able to, like, kind of knock them off kilter and not... Carry,
he's a nerd.
Yeah, carry this pedestal. They're a nerd. You knock one of them. I think you were trying to go for both of them. You're only able to get one, and they aren't necessarily out of commission like you wanted them to.
Yeah.
Strangely sturdy for a nerd. They didn't. They weren't fully taken out by what you were doing, and you were running
they're
full speed.
It. I'm telling you right now, they're juicing it.
Okay, we are going to Sable.
So I wasn't clear. Did that guy that was I was shooting at get taken care of?
You can tell that he's getting ready to like at when it gets back to him. He will be shooting, so he's not taken care of.
Where is Nightwing?
Nightshade?
Yes.
They are, you can kind of see since you're crouched down, they're like a few rows back, but on the same like area as you. And I think especially as you're looking for them, they kind of like make eye contact with you.
I like pull out the book and like gesture, like shrug.
We need to draw. Pentagram.
I can do that.
You already have one on
your leg.
You have
one on your leg.
Yeah, it's covered, so I can just stamp it. Just get the, just put the book
ink
on my
or
blood.
Or we can get his leg. It's faster. Okay, I'm gonna. That's a problem for a minute when we're not about to get shot at. Mm-hmm. You know, one problem at a time. I'm gonna pull out my pistol. I'm gonna, you know, aim my pistol and start shooting.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah, go for it.
I got 3 fours.
You're able to shoot him again. It doesn't take him out. It looks like one more shot will be able to, but it does give you another a round of not getting shot at by that guy. Richard?
I guess I'll start drawing the pentagram on it.
Okay. So, yeah, you can do that.
I've had a lot of practice, so I could do it quick.
What are you drawing a pentagram on?
The tome.
So you're going to come over to me, start drawing it. I'll give you the book.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'm drawing a pentagram on it.
Okay. Yeah. So you do that. Nightshade will also relay that the orb that you guys have will help in transference of Dolath to back into the tome.
Okay. Noted.
Nightshade will help. You just have to let them know what part you want them to do in terms of the supernatural stuff. Because you cannot have the same person do both things.
Got it. Okay.
It has to be two separate people.
We'll get there when we get there, I guess, huh? Because we... Well, does he have to be near it?
That as well. He does need to at least be in line of sight. And he's currently not.
Okay.
Yeah, so then that's what you guys are doing. Dee booked it. Kyle is
in a room full of people. But you know what I have? I'm gonna have to take trauma to do it, but you know what I have? I could take on a small gang all by myself.
On that note, the ghosts show up to where you're at. So at this point, I think you are in the middle of these three people, and for a small second you go, oh shit, maybe I'm by myself. I might have bit off a little bit more than I can chew. Then a small army of 15 ghosts show up. One of them is holding a the demon bane charm. You do see that it does affect Luca. Like, Luca starts like inching away a little bit. I don't think it has quite the effect that
it would on a regular
lesser demon. However, he does flinch at it. So you have that, and they're able to give you enough of a distraction and sort of like kind of cover, if you will.
Juice
to get in between. So you're what would have been a very bad situation for you. You are now no longer going to get attacked. I rolled a 6 for them showing up. So you are no longer going to be able to be easily targeted in terms of attacks. So that happens. That happens with you guys. There is the one guy who got shot at. It's still going to take another turn for him to be able to shoot back at you guys if you don't get him first. You are, where did you head off to?
I'm running out. I'm going to the car.
Going to the car? Okay. So you head out. I think that's everybody on that side. Nightshade will help you guys with the orb. They'll just be like, I will need the orb for right now, if you need me to help.
Fine. I'll take out the orb and hand it to her.
Okay, so they have the orb. So pretty much everything is in place for once Luca gets out. And they're headed, they're scooching out. They don't seem to like whatever the fuck just happened in this small space backstage. And we will go back to you guys. Let's go to Dee. You said you're in the car.
Are there any watcher ghost gadgets in the car that we stole?
There's a gadget or two. What are you looking for?
I want something that can help my friends because I can't do anything.
Yeah, I think that there's this sort of ectoplasm amplifier sort of thingamajiggy that they would. It's almost like a battery pack that could be used. What is your knowledge on ghosts and shit?
Not great.
Okay.
My knowledge is on crime.
All right, so you have this, and you could assume that maybe it might help your friends.
I just get out and walk back inside.
Okay, sounds good.
Hey, guys, the car didn't work, but I got this.
So that happens. We'll go to Sable and Richard.
I'm taking shots still.
Yeah, go for it.
Five. Nice.
Yeah, so you finally get to take out this last guy who's been shooting. They go down.
Rad.
And that seems to be everybody down here that was shooting or at you. So
cool.
You've cleared out those guys.
Awesome.
Nightshade is just going to hold until Luca comes out. Richard, is there anything you want to do for right now? You finish.
Yeah, I'm just going to get the book ready. Just kind of ready up for when we try to trap him.
Sounds good. Barrett.
Okay. How does trauma work?
Okay, so when you mark your last stress box, you immediately suffer a level of trauma. When you take trauma, circle one condition on your character sheet, cold, reckless, etc. Yeah. When you suffer trauma, you're taken out of action. You're left for dead or otherwise dropped out of the current conflict.
Oh, okay.
Trauma conditions are permanent.
Then never mind devil's bargain, so I can use my not to be trifled with, so I can fight all these people, Or does it not matter because the ghosts are here?
You could... So what you can notice right now is that what you could do is try to take out the robed people either indispose them or make it harder for them to do whatever they're going to do with this pedestal. Yeah. that's probably your best bargain for right now, because Luca seems to be somewhat affected by whatever Richard gave these ghosts.
Okay, so I won't need to take a devil's bargain for that then.
So yeah, you can go, you can just do wreck if you're gonna just like try to run into them.
Yeah, I'm just gonna keep doing my thing. Yeah, you know, go for it. Fucking hulking out. Yeah, that's what I do. Five, baby.
Okay, yeah, you're able to like slam into, I think, the nerd that you slammed into before. Yeah. And this time you're able to like knock them out. So you take them, you pretty much run full force, you knock into them, they go and just kind of, yeah.
You want what he's having?
Yeah, exactly.
I killed the butcher.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
And so, yeah, that's happening. Luca is heading out since he heard that you're running out. So he makes his way onto the main stage. What would you guys like to do?
Well, Richard and Nightshade are handling the book stuff. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Am I back in?
Yeah, you're able to like get back in towards like the door. So you're able to see.
Does he see the book yet?
He does not quite clock the book yet because he's looking for you.
I have the pack. Tabor, and I'm going to throw you the, there's an extra little like pack for ghost shit.
I catch it and I look at it. Kim, I don't know. What is it?
It's like an amplifier. So you can assume that D threw this to help with whatever Nightshade and Richard are doing.
I toss that to them. Okay. And then pick up my shotgun and aim at Luca.
Sounds good.
He's immune to regular bullets.
I have the electroplasm.
Yeah.
Also, I'm going to go hide again.
I don't take a shot yet. I'm waiting for him to get closer.
I run away again.
Okay, sounds good. So, yeah, since Nightshade and Richard were holding, how this is going to work is going to be... Nightshade is an NPC. So you'll get now two extra dice for... we'll call this an attune roll. Yeah, you'll need to have a good outcome. It's not just going to just be 1-6.
Okay. 2 3s, a 4, and a 1.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You would.
How much stress you got?
You fucking would.
Yeah. I could do that. I'll do that. I'll push myself. Oh, a 6.
Oh, thank God.
So a 6, 4, 3, and 3.
Okay. So for this to go off without a hit, you would have needed a 6 and a 5. So a 6 and a 4, you're able to start the process.
Okay.
So the process has started. It seems to like take kind of a hold on Luca, but it's not... I think that what happens here is that you kind of slightly miscalculated and he's a little bit farther than needed to. So it is going to take another round of a good roll in order to fully transfer. So it's kind of weird how this looks for you guys. Nightshade has the orb and it's kind of like this black shadowy kind of like beam going towards Luca. And you kind of see like this sort of like shadowy outline of a figure, and it's kind of like getting pulled, like separated from Luca's person, like kind of like getting yanked out almost. And you see that this pentagram that Richard drew is like glowing this kind of gross, like black almost. It's like a blackish, almost reddish. It is smoky and it's also kind of like bloody and it burns.
Does he know we have the book yet?
It doesn't feel good. He knows that you have the book now.
Oh, shit.
So that's going to go on. We're going to go to those guys. You have one of them knocked on their ass. The other isn't quite strong enough to take the pedestal. But they're still going to try. They like,
ugh, I'm the bear.
Yeah. And there's still like 15 ghosts back there with you. So that's a whole thing. Yeah, Luca is still, like, fighting this, whatever's going on, but it seems to be taking a lot out of him. So he seems to kind of be losing that fight of transference. I think that's all of those guys that are around. I will hand it back to you guys.
Yeah, I'm going to put this other guy in his ass.
Okay. Yep.
Double sixes.
Two sixes. Yeah. You run into this guy and you knock his ass out. Is there anything else you would like to do?
Pedestal?
Yeah. You want to just stand.
I want to look at it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to take a look. I'm like, well.
Okay. Sable, would you like to do anything?
I have the power of ghosts and anime
on
my side.
What's the status on Luca right now?
Luca is currently on the stage fighting whatever's going on here with the ghost transference shit.
I'm gonna grab my shotgun real quick, run up, because he's like too, he's focused, right?
Yeah, he's currently
I'm gonna just run up, like, put it into his belly, and then shoot both barrels.
Okay.
6, 5.
Okay, that'll give Jesse an extra die for what he does now. You get one die from the pack, you get one die from Nightshade, you'll get one die from Sable.
I am inevitable. I got a 6, 5, 5, 5, and a 4.
Okay, yeah, that's a really solid roll. You didn't get anything below 4. Yeah, with this, I think you're finally able to, like, sort of see that this is a very gross, like, separation between this being, the Ravager, and Luca. It's not pretty. It's a whole fucking demon coming out of a...
Mr. the Ravager
coming out of a normal man. And also, Luca, his body just got shot point blank with a shotgun. So that happens. The transference of this fucking elder demon gets put into this pentagram, into the book. You rolled well enough and it's able to seal and look stable right now. What would you like to do?
So what happens to Luca, like, now that they're disconnected? What do we see him do?
He's bleeding out.
Is he saying anything? Is he conscious?
He seems to be going, like, in and out right now.
I take a deep breath.
Kyle's still on a rampage in the road. You hear him, like, barely growling. Yeah. Angry cow noises.
Let's get the fuck out of here. Yeah, because I'm
before the cops show up.
Yeah, like, I look at my watch. I'm like, oh, yeah, we have to go.
Yeah, you have shortly before.
Should we leave the book
to the cops now?
Do you want to keep the book?
Yes.
You lost all of the demons that you had.
I tried to save him, but he was.
Let's
like,
get out. We can talk about it in the car. Let's go.
Keem, I'm just like standing there looking around.
Mm-hmm.
I cough into my hand. I pull out a gun and shoot Luca in the head.
Okay.
Just, you know, confirming kills. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's important.
Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah, dude.
I go and get the mayor.
Oh, yeah. You have the mayor and Bella who are under that curtain.
Mr. Mayor, hello. I finally get your attention.
In the back,
I'm like
so
snapping
like...
at you. Can you pick her up, please?
It is a pedestal.
Oh, yeah. Grab the pedestal and her at the
Got
same
it.
Time.
You can do that.
Got and I help it. The mayor up.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, you're going to be so awesome. Come with me.
Okay. So you hop in the car,
uh-huh.
You have all of the shit, and you drive off. And now this is the fun part where we go into the epilogue. So you guys tell me what you guys do. You have all of this stuff. You have time. What do you do?
Well, first things first, I leverage the fact that we saved the mayor.
Yeah.
More or less, I use it to try to get us ways to better handle the stuff we have.
Okay.
Like the book and
the
orb.
Yeah, absolutely.
I finally tell Ophelia what we know about her brother and see if I can release her soul from the orb.
Okay, yeah. I think what happens there is you're able to get the correct, like, facilities and people who are aware of this, like, type of magic but aren't, like, corrupt up the wazoo. More people like the Ceratoris and whatnot of that caliber who have that knowledge. You're able to get help and... with like a whole ritual and things, you will be able to release Ophelia from the orb, which then would render the orb inert, deactivated pretty much, so it can't be used in that way again since you've freed her from that place. So you're able to do that. I think I'm not sure what you guys want to do with the book and like the pedestal and everything. I don't know if that's something you would tell people about.
Yeah, let's break it into pieces and just like stash it a bunch of different places.
You're able to do that. You have the contacts and influence now that you're able to contact the correct people, get that disassembled, get it gone and in places. And
oh, I rat out all the people that got paid off from helping us.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You rat out all those people.
My boys, they were in on it.
They did get paid on
they
it.
They took it.
They did.
I beat their asses. Within an inch of each of their lives.
Yeah, all right, yeah, you...
And I say, you're alive because I let you. We were boys. We kissed.
Yeah, so that happens. Each of them get taken and put away. And, yeah, anything else you guys want to do?
Can I talk to the mayor and ask for a job in his office?
I'm going to have an aneurysm on Mike. I'm going to have a brain aneurysm. I'm going to have a stroke.
Guys, this is what's the name of this?
Beyond the Barrier.
This is our Beyond the Barrier.
The mayor does not give you a job because you are a criminal.
No, can we leverage that I killed the butcher and you killed we killed the other guy?
I mean, I could be counter-espionage, really, you know?
Yeah. We have blackmail on Bella.
We have a lot of stuff. We're up there, but we're not, like, we haven't built a foundation.
No, yeah, we're getting
We're building
there.
The foundation.
Yeah, this is your first giant step.
Sable lasts maybe another month.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then things get pretty bad pretty fast, you know? He keeps doing the stuff on the side that he's been doing, giving money to the places he's been giving money to, and then he probably passes within a month and a half. He doesn't have that long.
Why would you do that?
Yeah. Is there anything that you guys do or say?
We're gonna dig up his body and bring him back.
I go to his funeral and I faint multiple times.
Okay.
Yeah, so people know. You know, so people know that he was loved.
Okay. I go to his funeral and faint.
There are seven people at his funeral and his dog. And that's it.
I start leaving money where he was leaving money.
I reopen my private eye business.
Yeah, you reopen your private eye business.
I may or may not get really into trying to figure out what's beyond the barrier.
And it's successful? Like,
you know what? Yeah.
Nice. I find more cats.
Yeah,
I find
a bunch of cats. Your luck starts turning up and you start finding more cats.
Well, now I kind of like still have a couple spirits I'm in control of. Just have them
really
help me.
Good, actually.
Yeah.
Cats.
Yeah.
I just realized that not only am I not the biggest fish in my pond, that I'm an even smaller fish in a larger ocean. And it simply does not sit all right with me. And so I'm like, I must figure out how to get into the ocean and then become the biggest said fish. I have a pride issue.
Very much so.
Dude, we're literally just the... with them.
Also we perpetuate that we outsmarted him and that's how we won. That story gets told. Because we got everyone who betrayed us arrested. So we're like, yeah, no, we actually figured it out really early on.
I beat the butcher's ass in 4K.
That
and
happened.
Then beat the butcher's ass in private.
Twice.
So
twice. And I outsmarted his brother who was also a demon.
And yeah, that's where we wrap up Beyond the Barrier. Thank you so much for listening. You know the spiel. This is Kim, signing off.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. God, I can't believe it's finally over.
And we all live. Well, me and Mia live to the end of the game. Like, you know what I mean? Live, you know?
Thank you for listening to 5GMs in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5GMs in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok. And at 5GMs Official on Blue Sky. You can also check us out on our website, 5GMsinatrenchcoat.com. We're also on YouTube. Just search up 5GMs in a Trench Coat to watch us play video games and other variety content. If you like this episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5GMs in a Trench Coat. Thanks, and catch you on the next episode.